Dreamscape presents Heroism by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Narrated by Phil Panessa. Heroism. Paradise is under the shadow of swords. Muhammad. 1. In the elder English dramatists, and mainly in the plays of Beaumont and Fletcher, there is a constant recognition of gentility, as if a noble behavior were as easily marked in the society of their age as color is in our American population. When any Rodrigo, Pedro, or Valerio enters, though he be a stranger, the duke or governor exclaims, "This is a gentleman," and proffers civilities without end. But all the rest are slag and refuse. In harmony with this delight in personal advantages, there is in their plays a certain heroic cast of character and dialogue, as in Bondica, Sophocles, The Mad Lover, The Double Marriage, wherein the speaker is so earnest and cordial, and on such deep grounds of character, that the dialogue on the slightest additional incident in the plot rises naturally into poetry. Among many texts, take the following. The Roman Martius has conquered Athens, all but the invincible spirits of Sophocles, the Duke of Athens, and Dorigen, his wife. The beauty of the latter inflames Martius, and he seeks to save her husband, but Sophocles will not ask his life, although assured that a word will save him, and the execution of both proceeds. Valerius. Bid thy wife farewell. Sophocles. No, I will take no leave. My Dorigen, yonder, above, bout Ariadne's crown. My spirit shall hover for thee. Prithee, haste. Dorigen. Stay, Sophocles, with this tie up my sight. Let not soft nature so transformed be, and lose her gentler sexed humanity, to make me see my lord bleed. So, 'tis well, never one object underneath the sun will I behold before my Sophocles. Farewell. Now teach the Romans how to die. Martius. Dost know what 'tis to die? Sophocles. Thou dost not, Martius.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?